A concrete panel fell off the O'Donnell parking structure in June of 2010 and killed a 15-year-old boy. As part of a current lawsuit pertaining to the case, a judge has ordered the release of some Milwaukee County records from the time. In one document, Walker aide Cindy Archer wonders if County Executive Walker's team is responding too quickly to records requests from state Democrats and Walker's GOP gubernatorial rival Mark Newman. Walker says his team took its time in order to get the facts right.
I remember that particular day, there were people out making statements about what may or may not happen in terms of the maintenance of that structure, who didn't have all the details, and that would put the county's taxpayers at tremendous risk if that was reported in error. And so our belief was we wanted to make sure that we provided every piece of information possible, but that it was done fully in the context of not taking things out of context.
But it's another part of Cindy Archer's memo that troubles journalist Bill Leaders, who heads the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. Archer suggests why rush when Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, Walker's Democratic rival for governor, was taking 3 months to simply acknowledge receipt of public records requests. Leaders says if that's the thinking of public officials, it's a disturbing trend.
If people are in some sort of a backwards race with each other to see who can respond to records requests the slowest.
Leaders says Walker, as governor, has a pretty good record of responding to open records requests. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.